Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, buddy. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in 8 minutes. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here's Woolchuck.
All right, thank you. We'll do some NFL awards. Did have somebody on our, you know, the text say like, hey, well, what happened with the Rangers? Well, they did trade right-hander Owen White to the Reds in exchange for cash considerations earlier today. They'd already designated Owen White for assignment back in December after they signed the lefty Obi Milner. So it's unfortunate just the way things ended up going for Owen White. At one point, I mean, he was really on the come up here in the Rangers organization. 2018, he was drafted. He started the All Futures game in 2023. Last year, he had an opportunity in the bigs, and even in AAA Round Rock, he was just struggling. The fastball velocity was dropping. The control just wasn't quite there. I think, what was this final stat line? 13 earned runs and 7 career innings for the Rangers.
Ouch.
Just didn't quite work out. So maybe better luck for Owen White in Cincinnati, but Rangers making a move there with an arm. So that was the Rangers news for those of you that were
and
wondering.
And there, you know, there's speculation on Roky Sasaki because we're like 10 days to go until the bidding is going to be done and everything. But I just think that was rehashing old storylines.
Yeah, and look, I mean, they are one of the only handful of teams that got to meet with Roky Sasaki in person. But yeah. I do wonder financially if he'll end up having a better opportunity somewhere else.
I hope the Rangers are thinking, hey, let's make a full bid of what we think the value should be. And if he accepts, we'll trade other players if we need to get under the luxury tax threshold.
Let's look at Bill Barnwell, who has gone ahead and done his NFL awards picks. Do we agree? Who would we hand out our NFL awards to? Best of 2024 Coach of the Year. He's given it to Man Campbell of the Detroit Lions. The runner-up would be Kevin O'Connell, whom Man Campbell defeated last night in Sunday Night Football. My goodness, what a rough game it was for Sam Darnold. I mean, everything was just sailing on him. It was high here, high there, and the red zone offense was just putrid for Minnesota. So they end up now having to make a trip to the Rams, who's already defeated them this year. That'll be the Monday Night Football matchup in the wild card round. And then Jim Harbaugh of the Chargers was number three in the Barnwell Awards list. I mean, it's hard to not give it to Dan Campbell, but I would give it to Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell is my 2024 Coach of the Year. What he did with a team that I think was written off. I know I'd written them off. I didn't think they had any chance of making the playoffs this year. Then they lose their rookie quarterback in the preseason for the year. Sam Darnold, here you go. And he ends up winning 14 games with them and was flirting with the number one overall seed in the NFC. I mean, it was a crazy year. It comes down to 2-14 and 2 teams. I mean, yeah. Most years, Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings are the number one seed.
Great job by the schedule makers there. You know, I think there's a lot of ways you could go with it. You could go with McDermott in Buffalo.
That's why I voted
okay.
for.
You could go O'Connell.
Yeah, that's,
but how do you not go Andy Reid, Brian?
No, I mean, Andy, you know me, I can give it to Andy every single time.
Give it to Andy.
He deserves it.
The thing with Big Red, he'll get this.
Cheeseburgers.
But McDermott, that team's the second, I believe they're second in points scored, and they're right outside the top 10 in points allowed. So, I mean, this team is playing. That was supposed to be a complete rebuild, much like Minnesota. We were all thinking that Minnesota was going to completely fall apart once they lost their quarterback. And you're playing with Sam Darnold, and you're thinking, how do you do that? But I think that Buffalo will make a lot of people in this playoffs very, very nervous by the way that they play. Their style is conducive to playing football this time of year.
Sure was. If you look at your MVP, we talked about this last week. I am going Josh Allen. I don't know how you guys end up feeling about that, if anything's changed. I mean, Allen did play one snap yesterday just to extend his start streak.
Sure.
And then he got the hell out of there. But for a lot of the reasons you talked about with McDermott, that's why I would lean Josh Allen. I mean, they went ahead and just said, okay, here you go. Here's Keon Coleman, who's a good receiver, but had some up and downs this year. And then Khalil Shakir from Boise State, who, hey, friend of the nosebleed seats, we got to have him on the show, but that's also a mid-round draft pick. So you got kind of a who's who of dudes. And yeah, James Cook was really good, but Josh Allen able to just elevate everybody around him and had the best season of his career, I think, finally. And yeah, it is. It is a little bit, okay, Lamar, you've got two of these. I want to spread the wealth out to somebody else. Not a knock on Lamar, also very deserving, but I think this year Josh Allen would be my 2024 NFL MVP.
I mean, my problem with either one of those picks is that I know they're not as good as Patrick Mahomes, so I would be the weirdo just voting for the guy that I know is the best player in the league year after year.
Can't fault you for that one, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the real weirdo here, and I'm voting for Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, I love it.
And I'll tell you why. Nobody, I mean, you believed in the Commanders.
Believed in him, but also believed in what they could get going.
12-5, that team finished. I mean, they were in a lot of close games. He was the difference maker in a lot of those games. I mean, it's funny. I think that Mike Zimmer played very well against him the two times. I mean, he wasn't great yesterday.
Dude, it was crazy.
But Mariota, you look at the Commanders and the way their team, the culture. I mean, you could also vote for Dan Quinn for Coach of the Year, too, being 12-5. But I think Jaden Daniels, I know he's not going to get any votes, but man, I'll tell you what, that team is remarkably different with him playing at quarterback.
I like this note from the 214. I did not know, well, Chuck, Roki only accounts for international bonus pool cash, which doesn't affect the luxury
tax. That's fantastic news.
Run it up, Ray.
Yeah, let's go. All the international.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Let's go, baby.
You're only worried about the luxury tax, Ray.
Yeah, I think Jaden Shuin, I hope, for Offensive Rookie of the Year, but Bo Nix yesterday, he's making that thing interesting. And Brock Bowers as well. I mean, Brock Bowers was phenomenal. The interesting discussion would be Defensive Player of the Year. This one is so wide open. Barnwell's got it going to Trey Hendrickson, who ended up leading the league in sacks this year with 17.5. I mentioned this in the post. I mean, I can't believe the Cincinnati sitting here with the NFL sack leader, the touchdown leader in receptions with Ja'Marr Chase, who ended up winning the Triple Crown, and then Burrow, who was the top passer in the league, and they don't even make the playoffs. I mean, that's got to be a first in NFL history. But Pat Surtain, the second, and then Zach Bond are his runner-ups. He is giving it to Trey Hendrickson. I think Myles Garrett's a tough one to not give this to as well. But give me PS2 of the Denver Broncos. Doesn't get enough love and is the best corner in all of football. They're in Denver, and they're 10-7 for a reason. A big reason is that defense there, what they were able to do while, Bo Nix was kind of figuring out the NFL a little bit first half of the season, then took off here late.
Yeah, I think he was 18 of 18 to start yesterday's game.
Crazy game. Absolutely crazy.
Saturday's game.
Offensive player of the year, I think, is a shoe-in for Barkley there.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. How do you go in the other direction?
It's got to be Barkley. I mean, I guess Chase did win the Triple Crown, but this is a Barkley. This is a Barkley year, no doubt about that, in my opinion.
I can't wait to start talking about this draft and maybe new candidates for these postseason awards for the Cowboys. Because picking at 12, dude, there are some really, really fun prospects.
I don't know if you guys saw, but what Jahmyr Gibbs did. And
20 touchdowns.
12th overall pick, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
4 total touchdowns, 180 total yards, helping to carry the Detroit Lions to the number one overall seed in the bye last night.
You know what I really like about him is he's super fast.
Very fast.
But also, like, having the two running backs, like, if you would take Jenty, I would say we got to push Dowdle for at least a third of the carries.
I'm in on that. Make sure you bring Rico back. Have a good even split there between the two. 2-4 is going Chris Jones, Defensive Player of the Year. Hey, I love me some Chris Jones. I don't think there's a more clutch defensive player in all of the NFL. I think the Chiefs are an embarrassment of riches. They've got the clutch quarterback. They've got a tremendous coach, but also Chris Jones. It seems like game's hanging in the balance. Who's making a play? It's always Chris Jones coming up with a big one for you.
I think if Micah hadn't gotten hurt, we could be talking about him.
We absolutely would have. I mean, he needed one sack. He ends up first play, boom, gets it, finishes with 2.5. I mean, he made NFL history, first player. Other than
he had a really good chance for 3.5 in that game.
Oh, he did. Yeah,
he really did. Because he misses, though, on the sack that they split with Golston, split with Osa.
Yes.
He missed first. Yeah.
Oh, he was the first one in there.
He was the first one. He missed, and that could have got him to 3.5.
3.5. Yeah. Was our player of the game.
Well, thank you, old Chuck. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G bag for the day.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on there? How are you feeling,
sir?
Everybody and everything. Okay. Football was good yesterday. How about that, huh?
Football worked.
Football was good yesterday. The football was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our winner and champ right here so far is from Trap House Sports.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this may be day three.
Sure.
Yeah, day three. Trap House Sports right here. He is breaking down game film of Cowboys Eagles. And that was a molly whopping for the Cowboys right here. And my man's had enough, apparently.
Yeah, man, another week of Cowboys football, man. This can't even get my words together, bro. I'm just so flabbergasted. What the hey, bro, what's wrong with Kenny Pickett? He acoustic? What was this? What the fly? What was that? He got thrown by his own ball. Ball through him. I never seen it before. It was the worst thing Kenny Pickett or any NFL player has ever done, ever. Turns right around and start dotting us up, bro. I'm devastated. Can't stand it, bro. Why are we even out there? You just out there bullshit. He ain't out there playing for real. He's just out there getting paid. Ain't nobody really out there playing for real. Not even Cooper Rush. He out there throwing a punch for the other team. Threw up a punt. He threw a... Straight belt the ass, man. Belt, we was getting whooped. We got a whooping. Fresh out the shower whooping. We hit our report card from our mama. That's the kind of whooping we got. Talk back to the teacher. That's the kind of whooping we got. Devontae Smith, little ass out there doing his bad. Kenny Pickett got hurt. They put the third string in. Guess what he do? Dots us up. He out there getting laced by the third string guy. We get laced by the...
Frustrated, man. I feel you, dog.
That's awesome.
I feel you, baby.
That's so good.
I don't know if we spent enough time on that Kenny Pickett play. That seemed like way worse than the butt fumble to me. That should live on forever.
Yeah, he didn't want to let that thing go.
He didn't want to let that thing. He saw coverage. I'm not letting that go. Yeah.
Anybody?
You guys ever got a whooping for your report cards?
Yes.
Belt to ass whooping for report cards?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have brought it. Oh, you have too, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Good for y'all.
I tried to cut the. I had some behavioral problems, and they gave you X's for those. And I took my report card and tried to cut them out.
What grade was this?
This was probably fourth grade.
So my mom
got the report card, and there was like this gap.
Yep.
In between the self-control area.
Yeah.
And my mom goes, what happened here? I really don't know, Mom. I don't know.
They put two and two together pretty quick. You thought she was, slick with your lies, but you're in fourth grade. You don't know what you're talking about.
No chance.
Yeah,
I
forged my own signature on the report card where my parents were supposed to sign. I didn't even sign my parents' name. I signed my own damn name in them, them elementary block-ass letters.
Yeah. A Husky pencil.
Yeah, for that big old fat pencil, bro.
Yeah,
I got in trouble for that. And I had a good report card. I was just scared because, like you said, I was a behavior problem too, I guess.
Yeah.
Teachers always telling me to be quiet or do this or do that.
I
figured she wrote that on a report card somewhere that I just can't read.
Yep.
Couldn't understand it.
My third grade teacher, she pushed me against the wall so hard. I didn't talk back to any teacher from that point forward. My parents didn't have to do anything about that. Jeez. But
good for you.
They got me pretty good in sixth grade.
You got
school
scared
got
straight.
Hard in sixth grade. What's that?
Scared straight right there from that
I was,
teacher.
Yeah. Who I was scared straight.
Never again.
Yeah, I could tell the ones that you could kind of talk back to after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And anyone that looked like
wow.
her, you know, this one's weak.
Every teacher in the school had my parents' number. There's no talking back. Oh, my God. And she get permission. Pop him in the face and then call me and tell me.
Yeah.
All right, let me go right here. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh,
yes.
Do you know who the Duke's mascot was this year?
Was it Flavor Flav?
It was Flavor. Flavor Flav.
All right.
Well played.
Yeah, he was the Duke's mascot.
So good.
And Minnesota ended up winning. Head coach must have been a Flavor Flav fan, or they got some history of Flavor Flav or something, because he was super excited about this unveiling.
The surprise of who's underneath here. Tubby, you want to reveal yourself?
Yeah. Flavor Flav in the building at the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Welcome, champions.
It's Flavor Flav. Holy crap!
It's the coach.
Holy crap!
You look good, man.
Holy. All right, coach. You can't avoid it for much longer. Let's go.
It's one of the best bits we've got during bowl season.
Yeah, other than that sacrifice in the palm tart for the greater good of mankind.
Yeah, that's also good.
Like, boy, that is still haunting a little bit because everybody got to choose which one they wanted to sacrifice.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy. It was thumbs up, thumbs down over the dude. Yeah! They killed him, bro. Yeah! Give us another year of college football. Thank you for your support, Pop-Tart.
P.J. Fleck was a little too pumped up to get dunked by the Mayo, though.
He was excited.
He was flexing.
He was really getting
excited.
Paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean, the bowl games are going to entertain us one way or another. The football can't anymore, other than the playoffs.
We must have our bread in circuses.
Yes.
Let our gladiators fight to distract our minds from what's really powerful.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the NBA. Atlanta Hawks small forward Jalen Johnson. He entered the game for the first time finally, and his parents were there. To witness this great moment. Their son is now in the NBA. And every time that the reporters in the sideline went up there to go talk to the family, Jalen was going off.
Yeah.
He was going off.
The game, and I was talking to you guys, and we got Dad's reaction on camera. Dad, we see you down here cheering on your son. Just describe that feeling.
Oh, he did it again! He did it again! Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not doing this on purpose. He's literally taking, every time we get an interview, he's dunking the basketball. So, I'm sorry, Tabitha, but that is amazing.
Every single time, I'm happy it happened.
Oh, he did it again! That's a proud pops right
there,
dog.
That is a proud pop.
That's a proud pop. Uh-huh.
Dad, we see you down here cheering on your son. Just describe that feeling.
Oh, he did it again! Oh. He did it again!
Man, I love those moments where they're talking about dad or dad's there. Didn't happen to Joey Gallo. I mean, these kind of things happen.
Yeah, and it's like a home run or it's a triple or something crazy. Yeah. It's usually a home run.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, the whole family's up there in the outfield.
Bobby Witt, I think, one time.
Bobby Witt happened.
Bobby Witt's crazy because I remember seeing that kid when he was little league.
Yeah.
Like high C's after the game.
Yeah.
Now he's out here being one of the best in the league. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to play this real quick. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. Here's a church choir that sang Silent Night over the holiday in the key of U flat.
U flat.
Yeah.
Silent night.
Killing it, bro.
Holy night.
I'm coming back to this church. You hear me?
All is
come. I'm coming back.
All is bright.
As long as he's singing.
Round your burden, Lord.
You got to let him go.
You got to let him cook, bro.
You got to let him cook.
I can keep going because he keeps going.
Gosh, you always sound good in your own voice, don't you? Right? Like he thinks he's Louis Armstrong right now.
Yeah, he's killing this.
Yeah, just raspy.
I want the confidence that man has.
That's the reason why the Broaduses attend 8 a.m. service with no music right there.
Is it Silent Night? Is it Jalen Johnson checking in while Dad doing an interview? Duke's Mayo Bowl or Trap House Sports. I'll go with Jalen Johnson's dad.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling. Lucius?
Silent night. Oh, holy night.
Wolchuk?
I'll go with the dad.
Brian?
Church.
By a score
of
2-2. We have a tie. Jump on to at GBag Nation's X account. That's just at GBag Nation. And you can follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio. We'll create an Insta poll here. Who is your G-Bag of the day? Champ will announce the winner on the other side. And then we'll chuck, what do we have in store?
It's a little best of the weekend, 877-881-1053. How was your weekend? But we got Paydays, Records, and Just in Time for Dry January. That's next.